Horned Helmet by Henry Treece. Chapter 1. Call's Judgment. Bjorn was only a boy when his father jumped off Ness Rock into the sea and was swept away like a piece of black driftwood. It was a grey day, with the gulls and sea mews haunting the air with their cries, as though they were mocking at Bjorn for crying too. If he had had a mother, he would not have cried so much, because boys in Iceland did not reckon to cry, whatever happened. But Bjorn's mother had been taken away by a shipload of Vikings a year ago, when she was down on the shore gathering weed and driftwood for the fire, and now he was quite alone. Call, the old man of the council, the law speaker up there on the high rock, with all the other old men nodding round him, said sharply to Bjorn, "Stop hitting your head against that rock, boy. It will do no good. Your father chose what he wanted to do. It's not your business to complain." All the villagers of Thorstead, some of them fisher folk, some crofter farmers, grunted and nodded at this, and knocked their axe heads on the ground to show they agreed with the old man. Bjorn was too young to find the right words to answer this. He felt so lonely and sad that he could only go on crying and rubbing his red knuckles into his sore eyes. The old man grew impatient with him. He pulled his brown sheepskin cloak round him and said, "It is all over. Your father should not have burned down Glam's barn. That is a serious crime, and he knew it. He lived in Iceland long enough to know that. And he need not have jumped over the cliff as he did. Our judgment was simply that he should fight Glam with the axe, and that